I remember as a kid that my mom and I would travel from California to Arizona. And I mean, we would cross the hot desert. And I mean, it was dry. It was parched. You know, sometimes in our Christian journey and experience with God, we can also go through a dry time. But just because we go through a dry time doesn't mean that God is angry with us or he's against us. No, it just means that our brook has dried up.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth and Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
Boy, I just love the Word of God. Don't you love God's Word? Praise God. Let His Word speak to your heart. Let God work through your life. Thank you once again for joining us on Truth and Fact. We are in 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 7 says, "And it happened after a while that the brook dried up because there had been no rain in the land." So we find that Elijah is obeying the Word of God, and he does what God tells him to do. He goes by the brook Cherith. But after a while, things got kind of dry, got kind of parched, and the brook dried up. My friend, you might be doing the will of God. You love God. You're obeying God. But yet sometimes we can go through a dry time or a dry experience in our journey with God. God never said that being in His will was going to be easy. Some have the mistaken idea that being in God's will means that all is smooth sailing. But my friend, that cannot be further from the truth. We see that Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. Paul and Silas had some hard times as they preached the Word of God, but yet their backs were beaten and they were thrown into prison for the gospel's sake. It wasn't easy for John the Baptist, yet we know that he was in the will of God. There was no greater prophet than he. It wasn't easy for Stephen, yet we know that he was in the will of God. It wasn't easy for Moses, yet he was 40 years on the backside of the desert, that God was preparing him to be the greatest leader of all times. God never said that being in his will would be easy, but we know that God will be with us. Today, we're living in the last days. The Bible even says, in the last days, perilous times will come. Well, the word perilous means difficult or hard, harsh, dangerous, painful, grievous. I believe that we can all agree that in these last days, it's been somewhat difficult, painful, and grievous. But just because it's difficult or painful doesn't mean that we're outside of the will of God. It doesn't mean that God is not with us. No, no. We can be in His will and yet experience critical times. Well, what do you do when the brook dries up? Well, number one, you don't blame God. You don't get angry with God. Sometimes when we experience a dry time, we have a tendency to take it out on the Lord. Perhaps it's God showing us that there are some things in our heart or life that is not quite right. Sometimes you don't know what's inside until you go through a dry time. Listen, just because you're going through a hard time doesn't mean that you're outside of God's will. Just because your brook is dried up doesn't mean that you're out of the will of the Lord. It doesn't mean that you've missed God. You know, when things get difficult, we start thinking things. Maybe we shouldn't think so much. We start thinking we've missed God. We start thinking that maybe God hasn't called me. We start thinking that God has forsaken me. We start thinking that God doesn't love me. No, it just means you're going through a dry time. It just means that the brook has dried up. Perhaps Elijah was getting too comfortable. Maybe God was preparing him for something else. There was more for Elijah to do. Sometimes God will shake our nest to get us out of our complacency, to move us out of our comfort zone. Many times we get too comfortable. When the brook dries up, it doesn't mean you miss God. The safest place to be is in the will of God, even if the brook dries up. You see, the church thinks that comfort and safety are the same thing. But let me just say this, comfort and safety are not synonymous. God cares more about your character than he does your comfort. We care more about our comfort. We like to take the path of least resistance, but it doesn't work that way with God. If God cared more about our comfort, then Jesus would have never suffered on the cross. Jesus would have never went through the wilderness. Paul would have never been stoned. John the Baptist would not have remained in the desert. Stephen would not have been martyred. Peter would have not been crucified upside down on the cross. So comfort and safety are not the same thing. You know, God can't trust some people to go through dry time. If some go through a dry time, they'll give up on God. They'll quit on God. The Bible says, "Who among you fears the Lord, who obeys the voice of his servant, who walks in darkness and has no light? Let him trust in the name of the Lord." What do you do when you're going through a dry or a dark time? You trust in the Lord. You depend upon God.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthandfact.org.